The job market in Wisconsin has been especially tough for 20-somethings during this past recession. And we will talk about whether there is hope for younger, less educated workers in today's job market. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 7:36 on this Thursday, March the 15th. Our guest was interviewed for an article that was in the Capital Times yesterday about the pressures facing younger workers in Wisconsin, especially workers without a college education. And we thought you might like to talk with him about this, the problems and the solutions that he sees. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Timothy Smeeting, Distinguished Professor of Public Affairs and Economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the Director of the Institute for the Research on Poverty. He's also co-editor of Persistence, Privilege, and Parenting, the Comparative Study of Intergenerational Mobility. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thank you very much for being with us. So what opportunities used to be here in Wisconsin for younger, less educated workers, and where did they go?
That's a great opening question. Think if people or residents of Wisconsin who are listening, think 10 years ago or 15 years ago. We're in the midst of a big economic boom in the late 90s. We were pumping SUVs out of here like crazy everywhere. People were buying Mercury outboard motors, those Sub-Zero refrigerators were winging out the door. Harley-Davidson was doing great. And we were in a manufacturing economy in the state. The state has the highest fraction of its total production from manufacturing of any state. And things were great. Also, the unemployment rate was 3.2%, and we were generating big increases in jobs every month. And that was great. And that heated up the economy. It meant that if your local French store, Target, that is, opened and said, we have 300 openings, and they would interview people, they would have a big call, and they'd find at the end of the week they've only interviewed 45 people because everyone else had a job. Well, what they would have to do is raise their wages and come back, and anybody who could walk, talk, or chew bubblegum would get a job. Now, fast forward 15 years, and virtually everything's turned on its head. We live in an economy in Wisconsin that manufactures things, but it manufactures them in high-quality products with many, many fewer workers.
Yeah, they're using more robotics.
Machines, yeah. Robotics, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, well, we should go into that, too. But and they're going to continue to do that. That increases productivity. Output in Wisconsin, manufacturing output, is within 5% of the previous peak, but manufactured employment is way, 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 way down.
So it's not a matter of bringing back jobs from overseas or something like that?
No, the jobs will go overseas, or they'll go over the railroad south, too, where wages are lower and benefits are less and so forth. But the issue that we're trying to get at is that in previous decades, a young person with a high school degree could go into a manufacturing job or could go into a construction job or even into a public service job where there was decent pay and benefits, and they could move to the middle class. You could afford to buy a house, raise your family, put your kids through school. And now, if you don't have a bachelor's degree or you don't have some sort of an advanced technical degree, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, so is the only answer that advanced degree?
Part of it is the advanced degree. The other part of it is having a much hotter economy than we've got now. I know the governor likes to brag about how unemployment has come down. Economists don't look at unemployment. Unemployment rates can change for two reasons. One is people who don't have jobs find them, and another is people who aren't even in the labor force come in. If you look at the total number of jobs in Wisconsin since the beginning of the recession, we're down 5%. The nation now is only down 4%. And the job growth in the nation has been turned up for the last 6 months and is starting to increase rapidly. Wisconsin lost jobs until just this month, for the previous 6 months until just this month, when it gained a few thousand. And construction is another industry that's in trouble. Many of you, I don't know if your listeners are near Madison, but the state does a great job building buildings at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and there arounds. And if you were working or were, you know, commuting here, driving by, watching, you'd be hard-pressed to find a construction worker under the age of 40.
Why is that?
They're older, they're established, they're in the union, there aren't enough jobs for new people. If you're building, if there was a huge building boom, in particular in residential housing, there would be a big demand for young people and other people to get into it, but there just isn't that demand. And if you're not building houses, then you don't need plumbers or electricians either, because they don't make their money very much of it anyway. Cleaning air drains or fixing a plug in your house, they make it wiring a whole house or plumbing a whole house or a building. And so this is why the construction industry is also in trouble. And you know, that I'm not going to say, I want to be real careful here. Manufacturing, since the bottom of the recession, has come back some in Wisconsin, even some in Milwaukee, I'm told by Laura Dresser at COWS, that's the Council on Wisconsin Job Strategy, who really knows this stuff, but not nearly as many as we've lost.
Well, so how hard is it right now for that that for a 20-something in Wisconsin? I mean,
it's really hard. The jobs that are available are in service sector jobs. You can come cut people's grass or do some gardening. If it had snowed last winter, you could have probably plowed some snow. You can serve people in restaurants. You can work, if you're lucky, in the retail sector or in maybe selling telephones somewhere. Or it's difficult. The job market for lower skilled workers has a very large supply relative to its demand, and wages are low.
Yeah.
Wages in the retail sector, benefits in the retail sector, more people shop online, so the malls are less busy. Good restaurants, you can do well. If you're a food fight manager and you've got some great ideas, you know, you can do well. But again, that depends on the rest of the economy.
Yeah.
That depends on the people who work at Epic, for instance.
To talk a little bit about why you brought up Epic.
Well, we're in Epic is the largest private sector employer and the fastest growing employer in Madison. They hire virtually only people with bachelor's degrees or people with advanced technical degrees. They produce services, software services for digitizing medical information, which probably is a good thing, and it's very important and very hot now. And they hire a lot of young 20-somethings, but they all have bachelor's degree or higher, unless they're hiring somebody to provide food or guard the building or, you know, or clean up and grounds and maintenance and janitorial and things like that. And those latter jobs are the only jobs pretty much that are open now to younger workers.
Yeah. So what does the future hold for the, you know, the high school graduate who doesn't feel higher education is in his or her future?
Well, there are a large group of those people. They aren't the ones who've totally dropped out, but, you know, they want to work and they're eager to work. And that used to mean that employers would be interested. Employers would say, okay, we're going to work with you. You go to Madison Area Technical College or you go to here or there and you get a certificate. You come in and we'll train you as an apprentice and there'll be a job for you at the end of the line. Well, the employers aren't in it anymore. The manufacturing employers aren't there. There are manufacturing employers who I've talked to in this state who have a pretty much ready-made workforce, at least this was a couple of years ago, of a couple of hundred people who used to work there but were laid off, and if they needed them, they just called them back. Those aren't teenagers. Those are people in their 30s and 40s who've been struggling. They've been getting unemployment compensation. They probably have been doing a little bit of part-time work. But these are skilled workers who used to work and were loyal to this firm. And as the firm recovers and expands, it'll hire those workers back, not the new younger workers.
Yeah. Well, in this article, you did mention that you thought that that Wisconsin was doing a pretty good job in fighting poverty, especially when it comes to women and children. But your one of your biggest concerns was the employment prospects for the 20-somethings, for the Wisconsin, who don't have a lot of education.
The answer to poverty is a job. America is built on work. Americans work hard. Americans have respect for people who go out and work. Single mothers, young kids in the situation we were talking about before, they all want to work. The trouble is we're in an economy that doesn't generate that many jobs, at least not until we get unemployment down below 5%, and the economy is so hot that, you know, that there are jobs for virtually everyone. But it's going to be hard to do that this time, and increasingly harder in the manufacturing state. What that means is some workers will leave. They'll leave. We are probably improving prospects for graduates in engineering and computer science here in Wisconsin. But we don't have the financial base and the venture capital, as they call it, and the culture of startups that a lot of other places like Chicago or Boston and have. And this is high-end employment, though, and the hope is that high-end employment will drive lower-end employment. So if you have more people working at Epix or other spinoffs who make a good income, they're going to need services. They have two people who work. They're going to eat out more. They're going to need more cleaning services. They're going to need all sorts of things. They're going to buy more furniture. They're going to take more vacations. And those are the industries in which a lot of the late 20-somethings who haven't gone beyond high school could do. And I mean, the bottom line here, as you've heard in Madison, I know in Milwaukee and other places, is first of all, let's just get the 15-20% of kids who don't even get a high school degree through high school.
We are talking about the challenges facing younger workers in Wisconsin, especially younger workers who have a little advanced education or training. Our guest is very concerned about the bleak employment prospects for 20-somethings, and we're talking about that during this hour. And we're welcoming your questions and your thoughts on this, why it is especially tough, especially for people without college educations, to get jobs in Wisconsin these days, and the serious difficulties that 20-somethings are running into trying to get a job. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Timothy Smeeting. He is a distinguished professor of public affairs and economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He is the director of the Institute for Research on Poverty. Checking the weather forecast for today. Becoming partly to mostly sunny, unseasonably warm once again today, with highs in the 60s and 70s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 9 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Thursday, March the 15th. Coming up after 8 o'clock, I'll be welcoming in the author of Attack of the Theocrats, How the Religious Right Harms Us All and What We Can Do About It. That's coming up after 8. Right now we are talking about employment and jobs for 20-somethings here in Wisconsin. And why it's so much different today for a high school graduate to get a job in manufacturing or construction here in Wisconsin today than it was just 10 or 15 years ago. And we're wondering if you're in this situation. Are you a 20-something with or without a college degree? Are you having a hard time breaking into the job market? Or maybe there's someone you know, a son or daughter or other relative who is in this situation. What do you think is the problem and what is the solution? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Timothy in Madison is with us. Hello, Timothy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
I understand you're a 20-something.
Yes, I am. I'm 27, and I work in a lot of the same areas that your guest was talking about at Epic. I'm a software developer. And I think the issue, at least in the software development world, I see my friends falling into this problem, is more lack of motivation. I don't have a college degree. I'm completely self-taught in my field. And I've never really had a problem getting a job in the Madison market, because when I come home at night, I don't stop working. I don't turn on the TV and just veg out all night. I'm constantly learning. I spend probably 14 hours a day in front of a computer, constantly learning, constantly improving myself. And it's that love of what I do and motivation, I think, that makes me valuable to employers. And I kind of look at some of my friends today, and you know, it's they go home and they game in front of a gaming machine for 4 hours a night, and I look at that and say, hey, you know, if you can't get a job, it's kind of your fault.
Well, what do you say to that, Professor Smeeting?
Hey, good on you, Tim. You're self-taught, you work hard, you got your nose in the door. You know what you're doing, obviously. You're an experienced worker, and you're building on that. Great. But I have at least six of my former students, three with master's degrees, three with bachelor degrees, who all work at Epic. And I'm going to hazard a guess that a lot of people, the majority of the people at Epic and the majority of new people they're hiring, have at least a bachelor's degree. Now, I am happy that the world has workers like Tim who work really hard and who understand what they're doing and can pick up skills on the job. That's absolutely wonderful. There just aren't enough jobs. There aren't enough Epics. There aren't enough jobs that offer the chance that you got, Tim, that you could take the knowledge and skills you would develop by working hard and say, look, I don't have a degree, but I can do X, Y, and Z, and you're absolutely right about, you know, motivation being important and what we call soft skills and willingness to work and so forth. So I think that's wonderful. But it's hard to develop that motivation if the job is, for instance, in a restaurant. I have a 30-year-old daughter who is a single mother. She does not live here. She lives in Utah. She has a bachelor's degree in environmental science. She does stormwater drainage checks for the state 3 days a week, and she's a waitress 4 nights a week, and that's how she makes her living, and that's how she has for 4 or 5 years. And she can't seem to get that job where she'd spend full-time doing environmental studies of jobs and things like that. She just can't find it. So I'm glad there are some people out there who have done what you've done to him, and I think they're, you know, enough could call in the next 10 minutes. But believe me, you're atypical.
Timothy, thank you for the call. Here's Robin in Milwaukee. Hi, Robin.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to make the point that getting a college degree is not a panacea for this problem, that there are some college students who go into terrible debt and don't have jobs and are actually worse off, in a sense, than those who didn't go to college. I think that universities and colleges are going to have to justify their existence by not just taking the money from their students and giving them the degree, but by helping them get jobs, by forming relationships with industry and for the benefit of their students, because the situation can't keep going on the way it is.
Mm-hmm. What about that, Professor?
Well, I think Robin's got a great point, too. Here's the point. If you went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison and you were like Tim before, or Tim's, I would bet a bunch of Tim's pals, who are in computer engineering and whatever, you're going to get a job. But if you got a BA in English from Stout, you're in 428th on the list to get a third grade English teacher's job, and you're just realizing after 5 or 6 years you're not going to get it, you need to go back and get technical training. Now, four-year degrees aren't for everybody. A good technical school, first of all, everyone has to be able to read and write, present themselves, work independently, know that they're going to change tasks and jobs. And they have to have some skills to do what they think is important or what an employer thinks is important, whether it's in machinery or it's in technology like in medical care or rehabilitation therapy or so forth. Now, you can... Those jobs will get you close to the middle class and will pay well. but you need that training. And Robin is right. You can't just decide that I'm going to get a have a 2.4 average and a BA in English from or in fine arts from somewhere, and I'm going to walk right into a great job, because you're not.
Well, besides what the individual can do to try to have the best and most appropriate training, what is the is there an answer, Professor Smeeting, to the lack of jobs for 20-somethings?
Well, the answer is to get the job market hot again and start hiring more of those college graduates or people who work at places like Epic. A difficult problem are college graduates who want to go back to where they came from, particularly, let's say, rural Wisconsin. The jobs aren't there. And we keep lamenting the fact that, well, we train people and they get they're well-trained, but they can't find a job here, so they go elsewhere. And that's true. That's a big problem in Wisconsin. We have to continue to try hard. We need to get startups. We need to connect. Robin is right. Education systems, whether it's technical schools or colleges, to jobs and employers. But those employers aren't looking for people for jobs until the demand for their products is up.
Yeah. So the economy needs to also improve.
The economy needs, and we're in the biggest dip we've seen since the 30s, and we're very slowly climbing out of it. And in Wisconsin, where manufacturing is what we do, and where the need for more employment is diminishing. It has been. The number of people in manufacturing in this country have fallen for the last 30 years.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time for this segment. We'll have to have you back again when we have more time. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Timothy Smeeting, Distinguished Professor of Public Affairs and Economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.